From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, I meet up with my long-lost colleague Alex Chadwick, who's reporting from Kansas City this week. First, though, we've heard a lot of debate recently about whether the American surge strategy in Iraq is working. But working towards what exactly? Last week, in a primetime speech, the president summed it up this way.
As terrorists are defeated, civil society takes root, and the Iraqis assume more control over their own security, our mission in Iraq will evolve.
The mission has been evolving over the last 4.5 years. What is it right now? Well, according to one soldier serving in Iraq, Sergeant First Class Randall Maynard.
Ma'am, the mission, as far as I know it, has always been secure, secure, secure. Help the common people in Iraq so that they can better help themselves.
But here in America, it's not so clear. We asked ordinary people on the streets of Los Angeles if they knew what the official U.S. mission in Iraq is.
I understand what it was supposed to be, and I don't really know what it is now. It seems to be a morass.
They were there to help. To help the Iraqi people who were in trouble because they had a bad government, and the U.S. supposedly went there to help.
Freedom for the people of Iraq, and a better life for the people of Iraq.
Well, he's trying to get a democratic government, but I don't think so. I think, you know, he knows he's screwed up so bad already that he can't get out of there.
It seems to me the war was started on an untrue premise of a search for weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. Not having found those weapons, he's tried to change it into a mission for other purposes, like bringing democracy to the Middle East.
My name is Creola Jones, and I'm from Inglewood, California, and I really don't know why we're in the Iraq war.
The opinions of Creola Jones, along with Evan Laughlin, Walter Cortez, Andy Waller, Digna Roga, and Ed Carpenter.